Police are currently investigating a new Czech edition of the so-called neo-Nazi Bible, the Turner Diaries, a book said to have inspired the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing and other acts of violence. The book, which describes an Aryan revolution that leads to the extermination of the world's non-white peoples, is banned in many European countries, and the Czech police must now decide whether it should be banned in this country as well. Rob Cameron has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. Rob, frankly, I'd never heard of this book before. Have you actually read it?
I haven't actually, Daniela. I have to admit, I haven't read it, but apparently it depicts a violent revolution in the United States which leads to the overthrow of the US federal government and ultimately to the extermination of all Jews and all non-whites, leaving a white world population of 50 million people. Now, that all sounds very exciting, but apparently it's very badly written and really rather tedious.
Right, and I assume we know who wrote it and when.
It was written by an American white supremacist called William Luther Pierce, published in 1978 under the pseudonym Andrew McDonald. It was originally available only by mail order in the United States and at gun shows, which I think tells you a lot, but it's now freely available in the States, not just from white supremacist websites, but also from online bookstores such as Amazon.com. However, it is banned in most European countries, Germany and Austria, for example, and so Czech police are now examining whether this new Czech edition should be banned as well under this country's race hate laws.
Right, well, that sounds just as it should be, doesn't it?
Well, there's also something, of course, called the freedom of speech. This first Czech edition of the Turner Diaries was released by a company called Contingent Publishers, and the firm's representative, Lukáš Jirotka, is quoted in Lidové noviny newspaper today, admitting that Contingent was established with the express purpose of publishing the Turner Diaries in Czech. But he denies firmly that his company wanted to promote neo-Nazi ideology, which is, of course, a crime in the Czech Republic. He says he wanted to warn society of the dangers posed by neo-Nazis and white supremacist groups, and claims that if everyone read the book, there would be this great groundswell of outraged opposition to neo-Nazism.
That's a bit hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, I suspect, actually, that Mr. Jirotka's motives are rather more prosaic. The Czech edition had an initial print run of 5,000 copies, and one big bookstore in Wenceslas Square is reporting sales of about 15 to 20 copies a day, which is quite a lot. It won't be long, therefore, before the book is sold out. And as we saw from the previous case, when a new Czech edition of Mein Kampf came out, just how profitable these controversial books can be for the companies that test the limits of the freedom of speech by publishing them.
Rob Cameron, thank you for that. And of course, we'll probably be hearing more about this controversial book in the coming weeks and reporting on it.